U.S. deployments abroad can sometimes have an unexpected impact at home. The Defense Department is shipping so much construction material to Iraq right now that the prices for some types of lumber have doubled and even tripled in the United States. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports that military spending is just one of several factors now pushing up the prices of homes.
This summer, the Army's 1st Armored Division in Iraq sent an order for hundreds of thousands of sheets of plywood and oriented strand board. Jack Hooper is with the Defense Logistics Agency, a kind of clearinghouse for military supplies and equipment. He says government buyers snapped up $50 million worth of material.
They are for what we call force protection uses. It is building garden outpost shelters, bunkering material, and to no small extent, it is simply putting some plywood flooring in the tents in which these deployed service members have to live.
The purchase would likely have gone unnoticed, but in recent weeks, civilian contractors and home builders around the U.S. have seen retail prices soar. In the spring, a sheet of wafer board would have cost a home remodeler $6 a sheet. Now it's up over $14. At Ward Lumber in Jay, New York, a forklift moves a stack of plywood toward a barn-sized storage shed. Inside, shelf stocks are low. Inventory manager Terry Warner says the supply was tight even before the military purchase.
The production is not there what it used to be. The smaller mills have closed. Interest rates have also dropped. With interest rates dropping, people are building more houses right now, and that pushes the demand.
Plywood supplies were also crippled this summer by forest fires out west and heavy rains in the south that shut down many logging operations. With some mills already turning customers away, the Army's order triggered what industry leaders describe as panic buying.
You know, when the government steps in and makes a large block purchase like they did, that puts a huge shortage out there for the rest of us to be able to go out and buy, and therefore pushing the pricing even higher.
Those higher prices are passed along to everyone from do-it-yourself carpenters to big contractors to home buyers, says Bobby Rayburn, vice president of the National Association of Home Builders.
It takes about 400 sheets of plywood to build the average home. That's going to be a difference of about $2,000.
Rayburn says that's enough to push some lower-income families out of the market. But builders may feel the deepest bite. Companies often sign advance contracts that lock in a home's price. When lumber costs spike, a firm like Duquette Brothers Construction in Plattsburgh, New York, has to eat the difference. Owner Bob Duquette says this summer's sticker shock has been painful.
It puts an awful big cost into a job that you can't, you know, go back and tell the customers, you know, about it. So you've got to sacrifice the cost.
Part of the government's $50 million lumber shipment went to build up military stockpiles, but the Defense Logistics Agency says more big purchases could follow if the occupation in Iraq drags on. Short-term demand for plywood will drop off as the construction season winds down in late November. Buyers expect prices to fall by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.